Blackstone Audio presents Defending Jacob, a novel by William Landay. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Part 1. Let us be practical in our expectations of the criminal law, for we have merely to imagine, by some trick of time travel, meeting our earliest hominid ancestor, Adam, a proto-man, short of stature, luxuriantly furred, newly bipedal, foraging about on the African savanna 3 million or so years ago. Now, let us agree that we may pronounce whatever laws we like for this clever little creature. Still, it would be unwise to pet him. Brainard Thompson, A General Theory of Human Violence, 1921. Chapter 1. In the Grand Jury. Mr. LeJudas. State your name, please. Witness. Andrew Barber. Mr. LeJudas. What do you do for work, Mr. Barber? Witness. I was an assistant district attorney in this county for 22 years. Mr. LeJudas. Was. What do you do for work now? Witness. I suppose you'd say I'm unemployed. In April 2008, Neil LeJudas finally subpoenaed me to appear before the grand jury. By then, it was too late. Too late for his case, certainly, but also too late for LeJudas. His reputation was already damaged beyond repair, and his career along with it. A prosecutor can limp along with a damaged reputation for a while, but his colleagues will watch him like wolves, and eventually he will be forced out for the good of the pack. I've seen it many times. An ADA is irreplaceable one day, forgotten the next. I have always had a soft spot for Neil LeJudas. He came to the DA's office a dozen years before this, right out of law school. He was 29 then, short, with thinning hair and a little pot belly. His mouth was overstuffed with teeth. He had to force it shut like a full suitcase, which left him with a sour, pucker-mouthed expression. I used to get after him not to make this face in front of juries. Nobody likes a scold. But he did it unconsciously. He would get up in front of the jury box, shaking his head and pursing his lips like a schoolmarm or a priest. And in every juror there stirred a secret desire to vote against him. Inside the office, LeJudas was a bit of an operator and a kiss-ass. He got a lot of teasing. Other ADAs tooled on him endlessly, but he got it from everyone, even people who worked with the office at arm's length. Cops, clerks, secretaries, people who did not usually make their contempt for a prosecutor quite so obvious. They called him Milhouse, after a dweeby character on The Simpsons, and they came up with 1,000 variations on his name. LeFoolish, LeDoofus, Sid Vicious, Judicious, on and on.